you so excited for the cruise, Carmen?
Oh my God, you have no idea.
Are you planning to get engaged on the cruise? That's what I'm hearing.
No. Oh my God. He keeps making jokes. He's like, oh, I'm totally going to propose to you.
I told you. I was hearing the rumors.
Yeah, jokes. But he was like, I'm just going to do it to embarrass you. And I was like, please don't do that. That is.
Oh, no, you should embarrass him and say no.
Oh,
let me tell you, if he does it without asking my permission.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to give him my blessing.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
He's like, wouldn't it be funny if I proposed to you? But, like, what is your ring size? and you want a princess cat or what are you?
Carmen, if he proposes to you without talking to me first, I'm not going to go to the wedding. I will not give it my blessing and I will not
go.
Don't
worry. Carmen won't go to the wedding either.
Yeah, no, I won't be there. Don't worry.
You want to get married so bad.
No.
Yes, you do. Ugh. Oh, we want to take pictures on the cruise. I'm just living with them temporarily, but I haven't looked for a new place yet.
I have been looking.
No.
Where? In his bathroom?
Yes, I have.
Where? In the just out of the window? You're looking around?
No, I look online, but there's nothing that I can afford by myself. So then the only alternative is to go on Craigslist. And of course, he's like, you're not moving out with another Craigslist weirdo.
Oh, we should be able to find a girl in the audience that's going to school or something that would want to live with her.
I found a really hot chick that I know that used to work at Hooters before you.
Yeah.
And
she messaged me.
Oh, really?
And I messaged her 2 days later, and she was like, oh, my, I already found a place.
What? Yeah, well, you got to be quick, Carmen.
Making moves.
Yeah. People have fans.
Not everybody's living with their boyfriend for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been there for a month.
People want to get out.
1 month, okay? Yeah. And now that he's going on the cruise, he totally owes me another
month. In Carmen's mind, she was going to get into radio, then get some sort of sports broadcasting job, meet a tall black basketball player, and then they were going to live in a mansion together and have babies.
Still my dream.
Right.
I don't know if you can still
the reality is, you are marrying a pest control guy who is too fat with a small penis, and you're going to live in Pine City. Those were her words.
Those are your words.
You said your words.
I will not, because those were not my words.
He was a little bit overweight.
I said our bellies get in the way.
You wish his wiener was a little bit bigger.
Both of our bellies.
Did you not say you wish that he had a little bit of a bigger wiener?
I made a joke because we were talking about Tommy Lee.
That's not a good thing to joke.
No one ever joke about it.
We're talking about Tommy Lee's penis was, and I said, oh, if only he had a half an inch, he would be right there with him. Mm-hmm. So I was actually trying to say
he has less than a half inch.
No, you didn't say right there with him. You said, I wish it was like a half inch longer.
Mm-hmm.
Is what you said.
Yes, a half inch longer, comparing it to Tommy Lee's.
Okay, either way.
So you guys just took my joke the wrong way.
We know that you're unhappy with him, but do you think that's you?
Why are you doing this?
And your pest control husband living together in Plant City, and you're like, well, it's not what I asked for, but I'll take it.
No.
It's my life.
No, because if that was the case, I would totally not be going to school right now.
You're going to quit school.
I hate
You'll never finish school. You'll never finish.
Now,
wow, you guys you won't, are I know so you won't. Motivating.
No, I don't. I'm not saying.
I really appreciate this.
I'm not saying you should.
Guys.
I just know the future. I know what's going to happen. You're going to wake up one day and be like, what do I need you to go to Spanish for? Are you crying?
Oh my God.
Carmen. Why are you crying? We're not mad at you.
Carmen, serious question.
Why are you crying? After
serious
we just
question.
You?
Will your daughter, Honey Boo Boo, go to school?
No.
Carmen, why are you crying? You don't have to be sad.
That is such a rhetorical question.
Sounds terrible.
No, it does.
Why is she crying? She just saw the stark future that she has.
Why?
Reality just set in. That's why she's crying.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You and Nikki from Drew's show end up being best friends.
Oh,
you guys sit around and drink raw wine in the driveway while the kids play.
Oh, that's
life.
Yep. I want a glass of wine now.
Oh,
you guys are so mean.
We're not mean. I didn't say anything that was mean.
I didn't say anything.
Was there anything mean in there?
You hate your boyfriend. He's fat and has a small penis.
You're going to marry a bug control guy
instead of an NBA.
Drop out of college.
You said he was fat and had a small penis.
I just repeated that.
I didn't say you hated him. All I said was your dream. Did I say you hated him? I didn't mean that. Your dream was to marry a large, muscular basketball player, and instead you're marrying a fat bug guy.
So what about the dropping out of college part? Who said that? Because I'm pretty sure that's just, directly
that's not
you.
Mean, though. That's
that
the reality.
Mean.
That's just facts.
That's the fact.
Oh, my God.
My
you
opinion.
Guys are the worst.
My opinion. Not Carmen, I don't think you're going to fail out. I don't think you're too dumb for it. I'm not saying that.
You're just going to give up.
You're going to give up. You're going to be like, what's the difference? I'm already married and pregnant.
Much
I'm
like,
already pregnant, yeah. Drinking in the driveway. What do I need Spanish for?
Shouldn't be drinking if she's pregnant.
Right, much like with your body, after you get married, you're just going to give up.
Oh, my God.
Not now, though. You look great now.
What the hell happened? I've been sitting over here all day just quiet.
I know.
When did this start happening? Why?
When you were like, I love Blaine.
I never said that.
Yeah, you
ever.
Did.
You asked if I was happy to go on the cruise.
Can I tell you some good news?
No.
I feel like Blaine is a go-getter, and I feel like he's going to actually own his own company, and then before you know it, he's going to have a fleet of pest control trucks, and you guys are going to actually do very well, and you're going to have like 7 kids.
Oh, my.
And Blaine's going to want 10.
Jesus, yeah. That, no, not happening.
And his pest control company is called Angry Inch.
And he's going to ask Carmen to keep the books, and she's going to take all the 7. He's going to be giving her all kind of like work orders and receipts and everything, and then the company goes out of business, and he goes, I thought you were keeping the books, and she goes, I was keeping them under the sofa.
Oh.
Like, what is keeping the book? I don't understand.
Because I dropped out of college.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He gave up.
He had to turn down a whole area, a whole neighborhood of places because they only speak Spanish, and Carmen didn't learn enough Spanish to communicate with them.
He knows
and
Spanish.
She doesn't do statistics anymore.
Tell me this phone call won't take place, okay?
I'm just calling you because, I don't know, I wanted to get up and do things, and Blaine's sleeping because he has to get up for work tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love my kids, but is that all my life is now? Kids, kids, kids.
You know, this conversation is going to take place too. You can't keep telling me about your problems. You had your opportunity with me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you made your choices.
Yeah.
I gave you an opportunity. You
I'm a giant hog.
That would be
I'm not even fat like your husband.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I could lose half an inch and still be something.
I really need to roommate. Blaine, I'm sorry. We're done. This
song.
This future is no good.
Wow. What do you call Dennis? You have a nickname for him?
Dennis.
Oh, I didn't know if you had like a little friend's best friend.
Oh, no. He's just Dennis. I tried to call him Denny, and he was like, please don't call me that. And I was like, all right.
When you call him, are you like, hi, Denny?
No, I just text him. We don't really talk on the phone. I'll just text him and be like, hey, want to go grab lunch? That's normally like a Friday thing.
And his heart flutters, and he wants you so bad, but he has to say no. He has to tell you no.
No, we went and grabbed lunch a couple weeks ago. It was good.
I can just see you in the driveway, in the garage, not the driveway, smoking cigarettes. Well, Blaine's and the kids are sleeping inside.
Oh, my God.
And you're smoking cigarettes. And you're sitting on one of those foldable, the collapsible chairs.
Does she
smoke
now?
Huh?
Does she smoke now or
no.
just adding
no,
things?
No,
she's
adding
things. Yeah.
She has in the past, and she will again. The stress will get to her.
Yeah, of course.
And Dennis,
my God.
Hey, 8 kids is a lot of stress.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't even know why we had all these kids. I mean, I love Blaine, but this is not the life I bargained for. And why didn't you stop me, Dennis? Why didn't you take me away from all this? And he's going to be like, you had your chance, Carmen, but now I'm dating a hot black girl.
No, he'll be like, now I'm dating Charmin, and it's a girl that looks exactly like Carmen.
Yes.
Except so she's much smart. Hotter. And smart, though, it ruins everything.
Yeah.
Younger.
We all hate her.
Bigger, faker boobs.
Yeah.
And, bigger, faker. How are they faker?
Because they're actually fake.
Yeah, okay. So I'm just fake, then.
No, faker.
Okay.
Because I'm going to have a boob lift eventually. After 8 kids? Yeah, I'm going to need a boob lift.
Dennis goes, are you smoking?
God.
Yeah, it's all I got now. I gotta hide him out here because Blaine don't like me smoking.
Who cares anymore?
His life sounds
By the way, can get any better, any worse. His family's coming over to stay with us.
Ew. By the way, Carmen doesn't smoke, she dips. And it gets caught in her beard hair.
And the best is she's talking to Dennis, smoking in the garage, and all of a sudden she's like, ew. And she steps on it, she's like, goddamn pest control guy, we got roaches in our garage. I dumped it just because I was too close. I know you didn't say it. It was just too close.
Saying, you guys are really terrible. Telling
the truth.
No,
oh, we're not friends.
What?
Oh, no.
I don't want to be friends with some old fat lady that has 8 kids married to some pest control guy.
And she smokes?
Yeah.
I hate you guys so much. Oh,
you call your mom crying. Well, I told you, Carmen, you should have learned from me.
Well, if I don't show up for work tomorrow.
You saw how much I hated all of you. Why'd you go and have eight of your own?
Just remember this conversation.
Me, Mom. Why didn't you stop me? I miss you. She'll be dead by then.
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
I mean, she is going to be 86 on Sunday, so let's keep it real.
Maybe. Let's not count our chickens.
Jesus Christ.
Sunday's days away.
Now you took it too far. Okay, there's a line that's too much. Make fun of me in my... I hate you. You're the worst.
I didn't say anything. All I'm saying is at 86, every day is a gift.
You will not be a part of my life eventually.
Neither will me, Ma. After Sunday.
Yeah, no kidding. Once you have eight kids and get fat, you're not working here anymore. Are you kidding me?
Out.
Carmen, I would never fire you for losing your girlish figure. I'd find another reason.
Want to slip my rope.
Rope.
Yep.
Cut that rope.
I want to cut the rope so I can hang myself.
Carmen tried to kill herself like three times, but she keeps screwing it up. She keeps tying a slip knot that comes out when she hangs herself. It's like... She's sitting in the garage with the door open. Yeah. She's like, I can't figure it out. No. I've been in there like 6 hours and I won't die.
If I would have stayed in college, I probably would have figured it out.
Yeah. Oh,
she just took a bunch of vitamins.
Yeah. Everything's in Spanish and she can't figure it out because she dropped out of Spanish class.
My bones are so strong now.
Yeah. All the vitamins, man.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.